T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we say good morning to Devin Singletary. I remember when you got drafted. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What was that day like for you, Devin?
Draft day was, you know, it was amazing. You know, it was a lifelong dream, you know, I've been waiting to accomplish. So it was definitely a great day.
I remember some of the stats that they talked about when you got drafted to the Buffalo Bills. Jump cuts, elusive, stop-start quickness. They called you a mini LeSean McCoy. How did that make you feel?
You know, that was major. That just showing, you know, all the hard work that I have put in, you know, leading up to that point. You know, it was paying off, you know, to be mentioned, you know, that I look like him. That's one of the greats. So, you know, that was major.
We have a lot of people that listen of all ages on our radio station at Kiss 98.5. At what age did you have that speed so that other parents can look at their kids and see if they have a potential NFL football player?
I guess you could say like around 6th grade, is, you know, because around that time, that's when I really started, you know, taking football serious and training, and it started to show on the field.
Of all those stats, Devin, which stat are you most proud of when it comes to I'm really fast at this or I can jump this high? Which one really do you like to show off?
I guess you could say the touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown. Oh, yeah.
What's the big difference playing college football and playing in the NFL for you?
Just, like, I'll say the details are, like, in the league, like, the smallest things can, you know, can help you or break you. You know, so that, and then, of course, you know, the guys are bigger and faster, and the game players are a little faster. So those are, like, the major things.
We're on the phone with number 26. They call him Motor. It's Devin Singletary of the Buffalo Bills. So tell me what it was like to run on the field on Sunday last week in your first NFL football game.
Yeah, you know, that was great. You know, I'm running out there. I'm looking around. Of course, I had already been on the NFL field, but, like, that time stepping out, I knew everything counted. So I was just taking it in and enjoying the moment.
How does it feel to be flying back to New York this weekend to play the Giants?
You know, that's big. You know, week two, you know, we're trying to go 1-0 for this week. I'm pretty sure it's going to be fun.
Who's your best friend on the Buffalo Bills?
I'm pretty close with, you know, of course, Frank and a few other guys on the team. You know, I got TJ, I got Jaquan Johnson. So it's a few guys, you know. That I'll say I'm pretty close with.
Deerfield Beach, Florida is a long way from Buffalo, New York. Are you going to have family and friends next week at the season home opener?
My parents and my grandparents are coming. They actually came to my first game last week. So to have them at the first home game, you know, that's going to be fun for them too.
How do you find places to run? Like, how do you find those holes where you're going to get, what did you have, 70 yards last week?
Yes.
What are you looking for when you're on field trying to make that progress?
Well, first, it just depends, you know. But of course, you know, my line, it was giving great push up front.
Mm-hmm.
So really, they had creating lanes. So all I had to do, I probably just had to worry about one or two dudes. That probably was like the safety or something. So that wasn't too hard right there, just when you got one-on-one matches, when you're just working on the safety or something like that.
What does it feel like when you're in the huddle and Josh is like, it's going to go to you, and like, you know, you're up? Like, what does that moment feel like?
That's major. You know, basically they put in, you know, that just showing that the team trusts you, because the game is all about the ball, you know. And when you got that ball, you basically carrying the whole team, you know. So, that's major that they trust me with the ball. And, I'm trying to make something happen for the team.
Yeah, you made a lot happen for the team. I mean, when you think about, I don't mean to talk about so much about last week's game, but that was an incredible game of heart, because first half of the game wasn't quite what we wanted, but then you guys were able to come back from that. How did it feel at the end?
It felt great. You know, it just showed, you know, all the hard work that we put in, everything that we practiced, that, it kind of showed up. And just that night, you know, that day, you know, our will to win was greater than theirs. You know, that's, I feel like that's the best way to put it.
I love that.
So what's your style, Devin? Because you're getting back on a private plane, flying to New York. If I was you, I would want to have some killer style to get on that plane. What are you going to be wearing this week?
I got me a little suit, that I'm going to be wearing.
Nice. So,
yep, that's how I'm coming.
Are you going to wear a pocket square?
I don't know yet. I got a few options.
When we look at the Buffalo Bills as a team, what is special about this Buffalo Bills team?
Just for me, just observing everything, I would say, you know, how close we are as a team. And then just hearing other guys, you know, that have been on other teams and all on this team, you know, they just saying this is one of the closest teams that they've been on. And I can see it too. So I feel like that's one of the major things.
So you're going to work right now. You've got a meeting. Do you get to eat breakfast before you go to work?
Yes, I do. I get to eat breakfast.
Well, I'm curious to know what your breakfast style is. Are you going omelet, oatmeal? What's your thing?
Sometimes I might go omelet. Other days, I like grits. You know, I'm from down south, so
nice.
I like to have my grits and my eggs. And sometimes it might be a turkey sausage or bacon. So that's usually what I get.
Are you so excited to see what it's like at the stadium when the Buffalo Bills fans, the Bills Mafia, when we come out to tailgate? Do you have any idea what you're about to see?
I got a small idea, but I'm definitely ready to see. I know it's going to be crazy and fun, so I'm definitely ready to see it.
Well, Bills fans cannot wait to welcome you to Buffalo, New York, officially on field next week. But in the meantime, have an amazing game on Sunday against the New York Giants. What do you want to say to the Buffalo Bills fans?
Thanks for walking with me. Thanks for the support for us and for me and the team. And we love you guys, Bills Mafia.
It's Devin Motor Singletary of the Buffalo Bills on Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.